All right, this is the Monday, February the 20th workshop meeting for the Cornish Planning Board. With us tonight, myself, Les McMaster, E. Bergstrom. Adam, I forget your name. I don't know what it is. It's just that part of the... Adam Craig is here and Bob Plourd is here. Missing is Angel Eastman, Nancy Perkins, and of course Ken Hall. We'll talk more about that in a moment. And there's no CEO. Okay, so let's get started here. Ken Hall, heck of a guy. He's been on the planning board for 12 years that I know of, and it could even be longer than that. But when you weren't here for the discussion. When I came back for the second time in about 2010, maybe, Ken was on the planning board at that point and has been since then. So he joined sometime prior to that. So we're going to need to replace him. If anybody knows of anybody that might be interested in joining the planning board as an alternate, please feel free to give me their names or reach out to them and confirm their interest or something like that. We should fill the spot. But if you know somebody that has an interest, that's a big leg up. Otherwise, we got to go through a whole process of running an ad and that kind of stuff. But it's not a problem to run the ad. It's just that if we know something or somebody, it might work out better. The selectmen will make the selection, but they usually listen to the planning board as far as we like this guy or this person has no idea what they're doing or they have an agenda that we really don't need at the table, something like that. But they normally make the selection and we'll fill the spot as quick as we can. Okay, so that's, hold on here. I thought I had it together. All right, so that's Ken. How about agenda? Everybody get an agenda for tonight? Mm-hmm. It's a pretty small...
I do not have one.
Yeah, I got the email.
The first thing we want to do is talk over the Monday, February 6th business meeting minutes.
Nothing jumped out at me.
Anybody need a copy? Any changes that... we need to make. I didn't notice any myself, but I have old eyes, so like, who knows? Okay, so I'll let Angel know that the minutes look okay. We'll vote on those at the next business meeting. Oh, okay. And that business meeting would be on Monday, March the 6th. Okay.
I will not be here for that. I'll be away.
Okay. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. The budget committee meets this Wednesday. I don't anticipate any problems with that, but this is where they approve the money that we're trying to get for operating expenses for the next year. From our perspective, our budget stays the same. It's just we're kind of earmarking money in case we need to update the maps. But other than that, it's just going to be our... stipends and whatever incidental expenses that come up. All right. So what I had intended to do was to go over the changes that we discussed at the business meeting with the historical committee representation. But they're not here. And like we talked earlier, it turns out that the originating document is on Mr. Plourd's machine, and he has volunteered himself and or his wife to transcribe the changes should we need that service. Let me talk with Diane. I'll call her tomorrow and see what she wants to do, how she wants to get it done. And she doesn't have any objections, then we'll throw it over to the Plourd household. All right?
Yep.
Other than that, I got nothing. I expected to have a discussion about our changes to their thoughts, but nobody here to talk to. So we'll just table all this stuff, and we will meet again for the business meeting on the 6th. Nothing on the agenda right now. Bob's not going to be here, so if we get changes over to him.
I leave on February 27th, so if I have them.
Wait, this
I'll
week?
I'll make them.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And then Lynn will be gone too. She's going to Aruba. I think she gets back before the March 6th meeting, but I don't know.
If we get them,
I'll make them.
Well, and if it turns out that you can't get them all done, we'll forward them on to me, and I'll take up the slack, all something right. like that. But that's a little disappointing that Diane, did we just find out what, today that it was on your machine? Was that how that worked out?
No, I found out, I don't know when, a few days ago.
Okay.
And then I should have got them done sooner.
Not your issue.
No.
Did you stumble on them?
I asked Lynn where they were. Oh, I know what happened. She called Diane. Diane said, we'll get together. She and Lynn would get together, but then...
That never happened.
It didn't happen. And then we saw her, and it still didn't happen. So I'm like,
okay.
All right, if no one's in a big rush, then...
I mean, we can only go so fast, and like, all right. Well, thank you. I appreciate you stepping up, but you shouldn't have to do that. And I'll remind Diane that she said she was going to get it done. Not by getting you to do it, but...
Well, I figured whoever had the electronic copy can...
Should be able
to. If it was a 200-page document, I'd be like, nah.
We'll let somebody else step up. Yep.
But I looked at my notes, and I'm like, no, I don't have enough to make the changes to it. All I did was add the correct title to it.
And good on you.
And
saw that, yeah.
A few other things, but I was like, I couldn't remember exactly. I think we changed the heading in a couple things, and I'm like... Nope, not sure what they are. I'm not
gonna. Yeah, we were just here for conversation. She should have been doing it. All right, so.
So.
We'll move forward. If you have them and you're not there, just forward on to me. I'll distribute, or we'll give them back to Diane and she can distribute for her group. And
all right.
We'll work it out. But if you have changes, you might get four or five sets of changes.
That's all right.
All right.
And they got to be approved anyway. So
yes, they do. They do.
Know, we talked about taking a paragraph out, and I don't know what the resolution for that was. The 4 month.
There was a question about what's the deal on notice. Here, you can have all of my changes.
Yeah, I think we said we were going to talk to Dan about that. Who would have input to that? You know, the biggest reason is in case someone wants, if someone's going to, has a shed, and they want to get rid of it,
mm-hmm.
and someone might want to buy it
mm-hmm.
and move it,
mm-hmm.
that would be the reason, but.
I guess my first question is, how did you come up with 4 months?
It's
the second to last paragraph,
yep.
Right in the middle.
Yeah,
yep.
It says 4 months on it.
It does. My question is, how did they arrive at 4 months?
No idea.
Yeah. Here, you can have all my changes right now if you want them. Good luck figuring that out. I'll tell you what, let me make a copy of it, and if you have a question,
all right,
we can talk about it, and maybe we can come to some sort of conclusion. Anybody else got any changes for him right now?
No, I think what I had I gave to Diane. I just have things that are highlighted.
If Lynn can get Diane's changes from her in the next day. Lynn leaves Thursday.
Ooh, that's going to be...
I know. She's going to Jacksonville for us to visit her family, and then from there she's going to Aruba. But
good for her.
When's your flight? Is it early in the morning?
It's out of Manchester Thursday morning, not early, 10:30, I think.
She might be able to do it.
She should be okay. Good luck.
But what are you going to do? You make your arrangements and...
Yeah, it's winter in the cold, frozen north. Mm-hmm.
It's like traveling in the summer.
in the Midwest. You're going to get a thunderstorm. It's just the way it works. All right, so I have nothing else. Does anybody have anything else to talk about here? Nothing. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. All in favor? Meeting is adjourned at, what did it say here? 6:42.